This is Lisa Tucker, host of The Book Cover, which showcases local literary personalities. So listen to The Book Cover on The Borderline. And remember, don't judge a book by its cover. Hi, you're listening to The Book Cover. This is Lisa Tucker, and I have a repeat offender with us today, Sheena Smith. Hi, Sheena.
Hi, thanks for having me back as a repeat offender.
Yes, this is your third visit. So you're very, you know, Adrian, before we started recording, called you lazy because you haven't written a book, but you have.
Yes, you've written. I have.
So you were on in 2021, 2022. We didn't see you, and now you're back with two new books, but you have two books between that.
Yes, I do.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Do you want to talk about the two books between?
Sure, quickly? I can talk about them.
Yeah, tell us.
Well, they're both collaborative books with She Rises Studios. Hannah Olives is the person who puts those books together. And one is called Mindful Her, and it's women sharing their mental health journey. And it's basically women sharing heartfelt stories about their lives. And my story in there is about weathering the storm, building resilience in parenting and beyond. So it's a parenting story.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I just yelled at my kids the other day saying, how come mom's always the loser and I'm always in charge of all the problems? Like, I'm the troublemaker. So maybe I need to read that. Anyway, but today we're going to talk about your two newest books. Okay. So the first one you did in the fall of last year. Is that correct?
Just December 31st. Oh. It was right at the end of the year.
Right at the end.
Thought they wouldn't put it on till January 1st, but they were on the ball, and
they
it
were
went
on
December 31st.
It's called Faith, Fun, and Freedom, 21 Ways to Grow Your Network Marketing Business with Peace, Purpose, and Proven Strategies. So tell me why you wanted to write this, because this is a little different from the things you've written before.
Yes.
This is sort of business oriented.
It's business oriented because I do network marketing, and I know a lot of people struggle with, they don't want to be salesy, they don't want to be pushy, they don't want to, you know, follow old school techniques and different things. And a lot of people, you know, they want some ease and some easier way with guidance and strategies, and to, like I said, not be salesy when they're doing it. So there's different reflection tools in there. Some of the categories are small beginnings, value doesn't come through. I can't even read my own writing.
That's here. Okay.
Value doesn't come from, and I should know it because it's my book, but your energy speaks before you actually do.
Oh, sure.
And just learn, just things like that. And the book doesn't have to be specifically for somebody who's religious. It also could be somebody, I say Gus, whether they believe in God, the universe, or spirit, they can input that into their reading of it, because it does have reflections and different things for them to go through the book to do.
So it's sort of doing marketing mindfully.
Yes. Yes, pretty much.
And being honest to yourself.
Yeah.
See, I like that. I used to do Unique. And then after, it's an American company, and I didn't want to be part of the American company anymore, so I stopped that. But and a lot of the they encourage you to do a lot of salesy things that I did not feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
So this would be the kind of
thing
that
nothing
I would like.
Worse than icky advice, right?
Like, yes.
Sure, you grow because you have to learn to do sales
sure.
and things like that, but it's really important to just listen to the people that you're talking with and help them solve their problems is what the main thing is. It isn't about being pushy or anything like that. And a lot of people like marketing because of the connection and community these days. Since the pandemic, people are feeling lost. Like 7 out of 10 people are wishing they had more connection. And that's what I like about this, is because not only like with my book giving strategies as being part of that, I like that I travel and meet other people from all over.
Sure. So now I'm going to assume, and I think I know this, but you have a business, correct?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about it?
The health and wellness business?
Yes.
Yeah, I do health and wellness promotion. I'm a certified mental wellness coach and a certified nutritional consultant, as well as Brave Thinking Dream Builder coach. So I just work with people with whatever they're looking for with their goals.
I love that. And specifically for women?
Yeah, it's mostly women. Although I'm seeing more and more men need help with mental wellness and health and just even support as men. Like if I was a guy and I know what I know, I'd like to start a group for a guy, but I feel like, okay, guys aren't going to really want to sit there with a woman telling these things. But if we know any men that would want to do this sort of thing, there's a need, like, almost daily.
Especially right now in our city, you know, all the layoffs and all these men are now, you know, they want to provide for their families. And how do they provide if there's no way out?
Yeah,
you know, and
exactly. And it feels like it destroys their self-esteem if they feel they can't provide with something they've been doing and, you know, providing for their family. And it destroys their mental health. And then, you know, things happen. The stress levels hit them and it's harder for them and harder for their family. And lots of men, they're mostly taught not to cry, not to talk about these things. You keep it all inside. And then they end up explosive. Like recently I've heard there's more cases of abuse, like
domestic violence
and stuff like that. And it's not good. Men need a place to go to.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah. And, you know, I'm pro-woman. I'm not man-hater. so there's a difference. Now, the 21 ways. So have you used all, you know, have you come across these 21, I guess, markers or ways throughout your own experience? Or did you research?
A lot I put together through things I've experienced, and then I did some research to put it so, you know, it makes more sense for people to go through it. But you can journal through it, and it gives you an affirmation, a reflection area, and a self-care section. I just feel like it's a really good book for anybody running a business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially for women who run their household, run the children. Sometimes work outside of the home as well as running a little side gig.
Yeah, some do both and do it, you know, they do it all.
Yeah.
And it's kind of geared more for women over 40 too. It's not, you know, most 26-year-olds aren't really at that aspect of their life, but many people are looking for a side hustle or they have a side hustle. Like I know so many people that have side hustles in this city alone.
Side hustles is a big, huge thing.
Yeah.
You know, you go to any vendor show and you'll see 1,000 people, you know, and you'll like be, I didn't know you also did this, you know, because there's so many things that are direct marketing.
Yeah. Now. And some will do two or three of them, even if they can blend them well enough too. So I just feel like it's a good way for people to have support.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. And so what are your, let's say, three favorite rules or things to follow in your book, if you could pick three?
The top one would be self-care. The next one is the opinion of others doesn't matter, because they're not paying your bills. They That's may right. be like, oh, she's selling this, or oh, she's doing one of those. And I feel like people don't understand the full aspects of it all, you know. And that's why I feel it's nice not to be spammy and salesy and be like a problem solver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. So it's almost like a no stress way to take care of yourself while you're trying to take care of your family.
Yes.
I like that. Okay. Yeah. And why did you need this? Why did you think this was needed? Because all the people doing direct marketing now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because I'm online a lot and I see different people struggling with stuff and I hear conversations and people talking, you know, they sometimes people almost feel like it's not like a God thing that you're selling stuff. You're supposed to be giving. You're supposed to be the giver. But also you have to feed your own families. And that's why a lot of people do sideline businesses.
Yeah.
And they just want to feel good about it and keep true to their values.
Yeah. And there are other reasons you mentioned. Connection.
Yeah.
You know, some women, maybe you've just moved to a new city and the only, you know, you don't know very many people. Well, if you connect with people for a reason on Facebook, you know, that will give you, you know, how many more Facebook friends, and they don't have to be your friends, but connections.
Right.
Yeah.
And you end up meeting lots of really nice people because you have something in common too, right?
So. Yeah, I love that. Okay, so that was faith, fun, and freedom, 21 ways to grow your network marketing business with peace, purpose, and proven strategies. So the second book we're going to talk about today is Métis Path, a 53-week heritage journal rooted in culture, guided by spirit. So now I asked you, as soon as you came in and showed me the book, are you Métis? And you are.
And I answered yes.
And so have you, now this is something you've been practicing your whole life.
No.
Okay, tell me that story.
Always, I never knew my heritage very well till I started searching through ancestry and different things. And I found where my grandmother was buried, and she'd been 75 years buried without a tombstone. And we never knew where she was other than, so we now have a cross where she's marked. So as I was continuing searching, I also found out where my grandfather was buried. And just searching the family tree, I discovered we have lots of indigenous heritage. Great-great-grandfathers are chiefs, and great-great-grandmothers, prominent figures in their areas where they lived, and they're from Upper Michigan. Mackinac fought in the War of 1812, worked with the British in the military. They've been St. Joe's Island, Manitoulin Island, over to Pétanguishene, and all over. Like, it's a pretty deep heritage. And there's churches in Quebec and Montreal where some of my relatives were master carpenters, and the woodwork's still there. And so I always just had an interest in that.
Yeah. So, and I'm going to interrupt just for a second, because I talk about this with many people. Back in the 70s and 80s and 90s, we didn't talk about the indigenous heritage. We didn't talk about that in school. Now the school kids, they go to powwows, they learn indigenous culture, they learn more about the indigenous culture than the longboat, which is all I ever learned in school, you know. And our culture socially, we have taken a turn where now people of indigenous culture can be loud and proud. You don't have to hide it away.
Right.
And I think in the 70s and 80s, now tell me if I'm wrong, but in the 70s and 80s, you didn't speak about it, which is probably why you did you know about it back when you were younger?
No.
That your connection?
No, my mother was adopted, so she didn't really have a lot of background knowledge and stuff. And I feel a lot of people who were Métis, they actually were shunned because they weren't one way and they weren't the other way, so they were shunned and shamed, and they had to hide out and not say who they were. And now I feel like it's more out there that people can say what their heritage is.
Yeah.
Even indigenous people, you know, tried to hide that they were indigenous.
Absolutely.
Because of the way they were treated.
Absolutely. And again, like I said, we never learned the difference between First Nations and Métis. And I remember my girlfriend going through, you know, probably when she was in her 40s, finally going through and getting her ancestry and discovering that she's Métis. And I had to ask her, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. I didn't know what that meant. You know, this is in my 40s.
Yeah.
Where we should have learned that as children in schools, because the indigenous people were the originals. You were here always.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it's much better now. You do learn a lot more in school now. And even I've taken, like, gone with classes to sweat lodges and to powwows, like you say. So it's really much better.
Yes. Thank goodness. It's, you know, truth and reconciliation.
And it should have been that way all along.
Should have been all along, because, you know, I know when, you know, the Europeans came here, but we don't talk about who was already here.
Exactly.
And at what cost did the Europeans come? At what cost to the indigenous peoples? Okay, so 53-week heritage journal. So what kind of things do you, so this is a, now why is it 53 weeks and not 52?
When I designed the cards, well, I actually first designed cards, which I haven't printed up yet, so I put it in a book so I could print it sooner. And it can be week by week, you could grab a journal and write along with it and do week by week again with reflection. Or you could randomly open each week. There's a symbol, a message, reflection, and to-do actions in each thing, as well as pictures. As you can, if you take a look at it, there's different pictures for each one of the reflections in there.
Who did the pictures? Who did the illustrations?
They're done by AI.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Wow. And you just sort of put them in and said, this is what I want?
Yeah. And then, like, I created, like, the each page of them with the pictures. But I would say, like, I want a symbol representing this. I want a symbol representing that. So it's kind of a combination of old and new.
Yes.
Like, it's the
cultural.
The conversation is cultural and heritage. The pictures are, they're created by AI. I could have created them by art. I do some Métis art, and I have cards that I have that I sell. And
that's why I asked, because I knew you did art as well.
But to do 53 or 52 or 50 pieces of art, I just didn't have the time to do it. So
plus write a book around it.
Yeah, and that's been on my mind to just get it done. So I can now, if I want to create art for each thing, I could do that, but...
And I'm just looking, so I'm just looking, so every page is basically a different card, and I'm just looking at number 19, so this would be week 19, return to yourself. And this, it doesn't matter what color beige your skin is, this is good for anybody.
Exactly.
So it's return to yourself, reconnect, and presence. The message is, in a busy world, remember to return to yourself, reconnect your spirit. Meaning, when life pulls you in many directions, this journal calls you back to your core essence. It's time to realign with what matters most. And I mean, anybody can do that.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the Métis path. It could just be the human path.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I recently had a book table at the Zonta, Her Power.
Yes,
her
I
health,
was there. Yeah.
And I had like some people that would draw the cards, because I do have one deck of the cards that I got printed at Stones. You draw a card, and then I would read them what their card would say.
Yeah. And it just, you know, action steps. Spend 15 minutes doing something just for you. And I think as human beings, with the way the world is, we forget that.
Yeah.
Just do something. You know what? I recently had sort of like a near-death experience, and I've really... that is almost like a motto for me now. So, for example, my daughter's boyfriend lives out past baseline. And so I look forward to driving her out there, because I crank my music, my 80s music, and I sing to the top of my... I probably look like a complete idiot, but you know what? That makes me happy. And that is 20 minutes there talking with her. She can't leave. And 20 minutes coming back with blaring music.
Perfect.
And that's me time. And but I'm also doing her a favor, driving her out there.
Yeah.
So I think that, and when I'm doing it, I'm thinking, wow, this is awesome. Like, why don't I do this every day? Why don't I do this every day? Right? Mm-hmm. So is it a cumulative thing? So do you hope that on day one, they do day one things, and then on day two, they do day one and day two things? Or pick and choose.
Well,
you can pick and choose.
It would be like a week. So I would hope that if they decided to go week by week, that they would focus that week. Okay, that week I'm going to focus all on this activity. Once you learn and do different things, you develop patterns and habits.
I was just going to say that,
So I would hope that they learn some new habits by doing that.
Right. And then taking care of yourself. You know, it's so huge. So all the animals, where did you get... Is it from Métis teaching that you got all the symbols?
Yes, but they're blended with the grandfather teachings and the animals that way. Because basically the whole thing of it all is just to walk the good way.
Mm-hmm.
To walk the right way, the right path.
Live the good life.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so, I love that. So these are the symbols that you're putting in here. They're not new.
No, they're not new.
No.
And a lot of the ones further in the book are mostly associated with Métis a lot. The start of the book is a lot of the blended with Indigenous and Ojibwe and Chippewa and different ones, because they're kind of universal with Indigenous.
Sure. So you've got the animal spirit guides, and that takes up 17 weeks, so that's quite a bit. You've got the messages from spirit. Now, where did you get those messages from spirit? Is that through cultural? Is that historical as well? In
well, just that you, when you're considering life, and say if you sit and listen, like, you know, what is a sunset telling you? What is a sunrise telling you? You know, about fire or. They're just thoughts that came to me that
yeah.
I thought they were part of spirit and the listening of your inward reflecting.
I like that you've got grandmother and grandfather in there, because I think our culture, the Canadian culture, I think is too far away from honoring the grandmother and the grandfather. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't see them as they should be seen.
Yeah, they don't feel, they don't respect them like they should. They don't honor them as much as they should be honored. And
so I want to ask you, so Métis cultural symbols, one of the symbols, and I'm noticing it's on your front cover, the symbol of the infinity sort of sideways eight. Mm-hmm. What does that mean in the Métis culture?
It means the same thing. It means infinity and things go on and on.
Mm-hmm. And in the Métis is it that everything's connected? We're connected to the trees, yes. to the animals, to the yes. to the weather. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. And it makes you feel so much less alone. You know, we were talking about connection with your first book, how sometimes women get into direct marketing just for the connection,
mm-hmm.
where really connection is everywhere. If you go outside and put your feet in the grass,
yeah.
there's connection yeah, there.
Yeah, because energy's everywhere. So, like, if people are more in tune instead of being so busy
yeah.
and not think, you know, taking time to reflect, they'd learn and hear more by slowing down. Like,
that's
there's
right.
value in slowing down.
And we have to be, it's funny that we have to be reminded to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you see people these days, how many people do you know, out of 10 people, how many are on anxiety medication?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many people are, you know, suffer from, you know, different type of PTSDs mm-hmm. and different things. Like, I think if we used the things, and I've always said this, I've always said the indigenous have it right. If we went outside and went for a walk, listened to the wind and the trees, I go out on my front deck and I just listen, and it's otherworldly almost. And it really does connect you to all other things.
Mm-hmm.
Just the earth.
Yeah.
And then the things around us. And if we did stop and sort of smell the roses, I guess, we'd be all be a lot better off.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Now, what else? I know as a writer, you're working on something else right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what else are you working on? What's for the future?
I still have in my mind, like I think even said it the last time I was here, I want to do some children's books.
Mm.
But then that's a whole new learning experience. So now I'm recently retired. So
congratulations.
Thank you. And I don't call it really retired because I'm calling it rewired.
Okay.
Because I'm going on to more and different things that I want to do, because I'm not one to sit down and let the dust collect on me too long, and I've got a lot of ideas that just
I say you have ants in your pants. That's my
okay. pretty much yeah, like that. Yeah. Yeah, I don't sit too long.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The Métis path, that can easily be turned into a children's book.
Mm-hmm.
Easily. And, you know, with more simple verbiage and you know, the pictures are great. The graphics are great. Did you do this yourself with an AI?
Yes.
Which AI can you say?
I used a little bit of ChatGPT, but I also used another program,
Canva?
Which... No. Well, I put them together in Canva. Where,
okay.
When I designed the pictures and put them together, I did do them in Canva. But there was another thing, and I only kept... Well, let me see. I only kept it while I was doing the picture, so...
Yeah, because it takes up a lot
yeah,
of space.
Yeah, and I'd pay per usage of it,
okay.
So once I didn't need it anymore, I forget the name of it.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't
the pictures are amazing.
I didn't keep it, yeah.
And you still had to put in all the words to describe the photos.
Yeah.
So you still created the photos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And you put these together on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And they are available on Amazon.
At KDP, yeah.
Yep. And where else? Are they available anywhere else in town?
Not yet, but I'm hoping to have them at Stones before long when I get a minute now to come in and talk to Marnie.
Yeah, Stones has a wonderful, they're great supporters of local artists. Yeah,
my other book is there.
Of course it is. Yeah. And who do you hope reads, Faith, Fun, and Freedom?
Anybody who's doing network marketing as a business, because like I said, it doesn't have to be if they're religious or whatever. It can be just that you're spiritually minded and you believe in like things of the universe coming as coming as they're meant to be.
And some people are afraid of the word faith. They think that you're going to have to be looking in the Bible every 10 minutes. And that's not the case with this.
No, there's some Bible verses in it.
Yeah.
But it's, I feel it's not extreme, but it's also enough for somebody who is faith-based and they're looking for that extra clarity.
Right. Yeah. And extra clarity is something we all need right now. And who do you hope reads the Métis Path?
I hope women who are just looking for some clarity again in their path. They're kind of, they're both about clarity and finding your way. And I feel like you said, so many people have anxiety and they're on anxiety medication. The fear that people experienced after the pandemic is set into their nervous system. So I feel like people just need to slow down and find ways, and those books can help you with each of that.
That's awesome. So now that you're retired, do you write every day?
I do not, because I have lots of other things on the go.
You do.
And plus I try to have adventures. I went chasing waterfalls yesterday, so I kind of have a goal. I don't know, I haven't set a number of how many waterfalls I want to chase this summer, but I have a few in mind that I need to go see.
Well, you've got to go to the Facebook group. It's called Bucket and Go.
Oh.
Author. She just be. And you know what? I'm going to forget her name. I'm going to look at it right now while I'm talking to you about it. She basically speaks about chasing waterfalls.
Oh.
And she wrote a book, Bucket and Go. It's on Facebook.
Marcy DeTore,
thank you.
Is she local?
She is. Oh. I had her on the show. We talked about it. And it's just sort of about life motivation. And especially as someone who's also not working anymore because, you know, life gets in the way, it's good to remember that, you know, this is the time. This is the time not to sit in your chair. If you want to chase waterfalls, go chase the waterfalls.
I like that. I'll have to check her out.
Her Facebook group is pretty cool too, because she'll put different things on there, just kind of insights, and it's really cool the way she did it. And she never thought of being a writer, and she's sort of fallen into this with this Bucket and Go.
Oh,
and
cool.
And anyway, so you'll have to see that. So
I'm to check her
a
out.
Word out for another local author. It's been a pleasure, and when you get your next one out, you're gonna let me know.
Right,
because I think I had to chase you about this one.
I think so too.
You know what, Sue writers are so humble. They don't want to go out and do the marketing for themselves. I know. So you're going to let me know when your next one's out so we can have you on for the fourth time. And I think other than the publishers in town, I think that might be a record.
I might have to go for it.
Yeah, you'll have to write. See, now you'll have to write the book so you can get the record before anybody else does.
Okay.
I've been talking with Sheena Smith. We've been talking about her two newest books, Faith, Fun, and Freedom, and The Métis Path. Those can be picked up on Amazon, and they will be downstairs in Stones very soon, as well as her past books. Go and look her up. Sheena, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on the book cover.
Of course. You've been listening to The Borderline. We are The Book Cover. I'm Lisa Tucker, and remember, don't judge a book by its cover.
Hi, this is Sheena Smith, author of Faith, Fun, and Freedom, 21 Ways to Grow Your Net Marketing Business with Peace, Purpose, and Proven Strategy, as well as author of The Métis Path. Check out my podcast with Lisa Tucker on the book cover at theborderline.ca. The books are available on Amazon all over the world. As well, they're available wherever fine books are sold and locally at Stones.